audience.
You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic.outreachministry.com.
It's Noah and Bill in the ark. One passage of scripture I'm finding now, you don't have to add on to what God wants you to do. If you allow him to give you revelation knowledge, you don't have to read the whole passage of scriptures. He tell you to read one scripture. Am I talking the truth? You know, we got some deep people get you so confused. They done winning so many books. I'm winning all 66, and you ain't got the first one. Have anybody ever been there? I'm going to bring my dictionary next time. But the Lord woke me up and told me, I want you to go to Hebrews, the 11th chapter. She missed her grandmama. Did y'all feed her this morning? Chantel, did you feed her this morning? You were trying to act in love. Did you feed her? You did? All right. Well, you get old, children eat better because old people feed them. Yeah, they have them grits and eggs and sometimes a piece of bacon, but you can get on them grits. Amen. Yes, sir, God is good. And what I want to bring to this to scripture here, we cannot believe the things that we had never seen. We got to see it in order to believe it. And I am in the house. If you see something in the natural, it's assured you can believe it. Why we don't grow and mature? Because we got to see it to believe it. There are places here in Jacksonville, all the drunks in church this morning. All the homemongers in church this morning because they see something. I ain't hear nobody. But you don't believe nothing. You don't believe that God is a healer and a deliverer. I ain't hear nobody. My God. It's amazing how we in our own self can be available for God to speak to us to go somewhere where we can see something and we're going to make something happen. But can you believe him if he's seen you somewhere where you don't see nothing? But I believe. He created something because I believe. Have anybody been aware of that? I ain't trying to knock nobody driving what you believe that within yourself that you can do, but we can't do nothing without him. We can entertain all these bad spirits to give us a bad mind. And if your mind bad, only God can come in and straighten up your mind. Hallelujah. A lot of things that we put in the church world is because of us. Oh, I know some people going to get mad at me right now, but I'm going to tell the truth. But he is greater. Noah had never seen no rain. If anybody read up in that where he had, tell me what page it on. I don't mind being wrong in myself. But Noah had not seen no rain. What is our problem now in order for our household to be saved? We're going to have to start believing something. And get up and do something. So we can show proof. Oh, you hear people, don't you get scared of people. I've been praying 24 hours straight, ain't took a bath, ain't ate nothing, ain't drank the water. You stink. That don't make you get revelation, not because you think you deep like that. He might have told you to go down there and dig Miss watermelon flowers up, and you said you can't do it. But you so deep. And so precise and so assured. Within ourselves, I ain't hear nobody. But here Noah had assignment. All the folks in town laughing at you. When you say you want to serve God, folks pick at you. That's why people try to get stuff before they serve God. I'm riding down in my Lamborghini. Laugh at me. You wish you had one. You on a bicycle, a crack bicycle. So they can believe you got something if they see you in a Lamborghini and they on the crack. You don't see too many people on the bicycle now. It done played out. They just steal your car. Can I get a witness? But when the Lord want to prove to you, I and I alone can save your whole house. But you're going to have to get up and start believing to do what I tell you to do. Sometimes he put us in places we don't want to be. I can get the show of hand up in here. But because God say what he mean to me, what he say, it left up to you to line up. And so many people have to keep starting over and over again until after a while your starter done gave up. You hit the door. It ain't saying nothing, though. You done used it up. Can I get a witness? I don't think a car go without the starter. Is that right, Brother Calvin? Don't you have to have a starter or something like that to make it go? So when we done used up all our valuable time, you ain't got nothing to start you up again. Because you done used it up. Here in this passage of scripture, let me read it where you know what I'm talking about. Noah, I missed on to my Noah's chapter. Forgive me, y'all. I went up there. Hebrews 11, chapter 1, started verse 7. And the only verse. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Because God warned you, that doesn't mean that it ain't going to come to existence. It might not happen yet. But he's looking for somebody who he can entrust to believe that it will happen. To believe that I got a jump start on the situation. Did anybody help Noah build an ark? Because they didn't believe. Why nobody help you? Because they don't believe you're going to ever get nowhere. If they could give you a dollar, they'd tell them put it in the crackhead's cup. Because it'll do them better. I want to help them get all crack. No, they just try to get some money, get some more crack. You ain't hearing nobody. They even discriminate on who stand by the corner and beg for money. You know this a nasty hour we in. But so Noah said, I have not seen no rain. Nobody else, they ain't seen no rain. But he got instruction to build a ark. He didn't get it from folks or himself. He got it from God Almighty. Isn't it amazing? He's looking to see, can he find anybody, you and I, that will follow his instruction? But we'll follow till we don't stop and look and we don't see nothing. Because you don't see nothing, that don't mean that he ain't going to manifest nothing. Well, I'm trying to hurry him do this today because I seen the system pastor being dedicated, and I'm sure it's somebody else, but we don't know about it. We're going to talk about the one we know. Dedicated to prayer for the school. Sometimes she come up and hear two people here. That's enough for you to quit. But they got prayer. I saw it on the TV while I'm babysitting. They got middle school in Jacksonville now welcoming prayer into their school. Because they done got a fear of the adversary. My God, I give you praise. And here Noah looking at something. Move with fear. When we get a fear of God to try to do what he tells us to do, something going to happen. God can tell you to marry a lunatic. And you know within yourself, the action, they're a lunatic. You're scared to go to sleep, but prayer makes you start sleeping. Let me stick to the word because somebody's going to think I'm messing with them. A lot of people got lunatics. They didn't know it. Some knew it, but they were scared to try to do somebody. He want to prepare us for the saving of our house. Some things look like it's so harsh. It look like it is beyond recognition. But if going through, that's where I want to go. If we define that our going through will not be vain, oh, God can deliver you from cracking. You go back out there and smoke more and die. can do it. But if you don't believe he can do it, you're going to keep on smoking and reasoning and excusing it. I get the shakes when I ain't got my joint on. That's a spirit that you don't got locked up in. And you don't want the spirit of the living God to bring a fear that I got to line up and do something. Anything that sin orchestrates, it's a price for it. It ain't got to be drugs, just sinning and don't care. And we got a whole lot of entity sinning and don't care. Because somebody done said it ain't a power greater than that what you reason with and looking at. And by this here, a faith of Noah being one of God of the things that is not seen. But you don't have to see it, but he'll send a warning to you and I. This is your chance for me to save your entire family. We saying it ain't that kind of party, but he can't allow it to be that party. Because when you make up your mind, I ain't going to quit no more. Because family member will quit just so you can quit again. A family member will get all indulged in things that is not of God, and you know it's not, and you join them in it. It's okay if you don't believe me up in here today. But I began to say, my God, what is it? He prepared an ark. Huh? The ark went for all them people who did not believe. Because they thought they had it packed down. We ain't never seen no rain. And we can just sin and do what we want to do. We are in that hour now. We ain't seen the hand of God come in and make something happen. But we seeing it across the country. Can I get somebody? Some places that you thought you were safe and security. But he released a devil up in there. Huh? And the devil got a mind problem. He'll come up in there and destroy the whole entire, got people filth over here and over there. Can I get somebody? But I give God praise today. We looking at our expertise and our showmanship. We ain't safe nowhere but under the umbrella of the Most High God, which is the empire of our life. I give him praise today. I said, thank you now, God. Hallelujah. He said the preparing of the ark for the saving of his family. We don't think we got to do something. That was hard work when you ain't got nobody to help you. But we're looking for folks to help us. But the work is when you let him come in and show proof to you I'm your present help in the time of need. I'm sure Brother Noah didn't get up every morning looking at all them people having fun doing what they want to do, and he got to build us up. Huh? But God instructed him with the measurement, with everything he need to build it. God will instruct us how to go forth in the things of him. But we got to have an ear to hear. We got to be fearful of him speaking. And we go talk back to him. Lord, you can leave him anytime you want him. He won't make you stay with him. But the price for leaving him, you ain't ready for. Because sometimes he'll make you stay out there in the desert and slog like a desert rat. And ain't nothing nobody can do to come up out there to umbrella and take you out. Can I get somebody to help me here? I found out when I was reading, he said, no, I just want you to go to that one passage of scripture. And I'm crazy enough for now because I got some things before him. And only he can fix, even for now. I give him praise. Anybody want to praise him with me? I said, my God, see, we want everybody to get confirmation from them. You better know that he is the only one that confirmation must come in from. Because some people say they don't believe it. You get a project and start it from the floor up. Oh, a whole lot of people get excited when you hear they tell you about the plan. But when it going to call work and being dedicated and committed, they say, can't do it. It's your project. He told you, and I'm glad he didn't tell me. Guess what? He couldn't trust you. He just wants you to bring your own board, but you couldn't even believe him that he'll bring your own board for your stupid and lazy tail. I ain't hearing nobody in the house. And so it was for Noah and his family. All them other people were lost, but they had the opportunity. As we are now, we play Russian roulette with our life. We done had the opportunity of the things that the Lord has done brought us out. Good and not good. All of it equal up, you ain't been good enough. So I began to say, how could this be, Lord? When he woke me up, he began to transition to me. Because when he says, I want to make a believer first of all out of you. See, everybody, when God tell you something, you got to get confirmation through everybody else. That ain't believing God. Sometimes when you get confirmation, you still don't do it. Because I really just don't want to do that. He won't make you do it. He won't make you live holy. Holy is not a denomination. It's a way of living. It ain't no dialogue, bylaws, and all that. I just want to be holy. You make up your mind. I want to be right. I want to live according to his word. I want him to take out the infestation out of me and put his Holy Spirit in me, because I want to recognize it's his and it ain't mine. That's why we won't serve him, because it's all about us. You can't even get people attention till you tell them how many PhDs and how many losing battles you think you don't want. But I want to tell you about this Jesus that come in and showed me he's a miracle worker. Showed me that sickness is not to death. But I can come in and bring forth healing and deliverance in your sickness. Even when your mind got skipped over there with Satan, I've come in and heal your mind. I don't know now, pill on the market is a mind healer, huh? But we take some to get through like it don't heal us. I ain't hear nobody. We take some drugs because our mind is skipping. We don't want to make up our mind to come over on the Lord's side. There is a surety on his side. And I began to say, how could it be? My God, my God. He revealed the flood to Noah. Told him what it was going to do. Told him that he and his family, the only one going to be saved. God can tell you that I'm going to save you and save your family, but you got to do something. When you see your family on went jackrabbit crazy and went further astray, you stop. Oh, well, it ain't nothing to this. The devil is a lie. Something is to it. But he want to see, can he get something to you? We got family members love to come and break you down when God is breaking you up. Oh, God, I've been looking at you, girl. You done got it on the cup. I'm doing good out on Friday night and Saturday night. And then you get a taste to join them. We got latest night out, free drinks. Sure you're going to get drunk if you go out the latest night, free drink. I can't entertain that spirit calls. It called it my name. I ain't hear nobody in the house. But going down there a little further, he's able to pair an ark to the saving of his house. He want to save our house. He prepared something for you to do that look like it's impossible, look like it's difficult, but you can do if you get a fear of him. Why we won't stay with him? We've tipping out over here and over there. You can't tip out of Jesus. You tip to him or you get it going. Because his word ain't going to change. You just want it to change. You don't want to be obedient to what he requires you to do. Because sometimes he tells you, set your tail down where I can deliver you. Set your tail down where you can see the power that I possess. Set your tail down, because Jacksonville is full of churches on every corner. And don't look like nobody getting to save and deliver. I ain't hear nobody. Big and little, storehouse and little house and outhouse and all of them. But it should be one Savior. If we get in touch with him, we can come together. It ain't no big I and little you. We all are God's children. Will we let him make us whole? We said we will, but we don't want it. I'm condemning the world. Noah didn't do it. He saved him from the world. Because Noah obeyed him. He gonna come and destroy the world. Didn't he not do that? And Noah, they, everything was destroyed. He told Noah what to put in the ark. Noah obeyed him. Why do you think I could have went down here and tried to make somebody think I've been to school? It ain't that. He said, go to 11 and 7. We done heard it many times, but we don't want to hear it because we got it pat down. We got our little notes on it. And your notes ain't did you no good because you ain't lined up with the notes. I give him praise today, because you will lose your drive if he don't get him on the inside. I began to say how difficult it is. that when we don't believe that he'll allow us to come to be somebody for his glory. And that when you recognize that I am this new life that I want to give to you. And then when we began to look at it, how difficult it is to get this new life. I know what I got. He was saying to me, we walk around skipping with our little kangaroo dress on. I have faith. Liar. Your faith can't even get you out of a hard situation. So he told me to go back and tell him, start believing me. And then it will activate till you get into a place where you can see the faith because it's of him. I ain't hear nobody. Why you think we do things in our carnal self? We go to the bank. And $35 done got out of your account. You done got nervous and upset. Oh, what am I borrowing $35 from? God just wants you to believe him. Leave it on there on reject hold. Because God going to make something happen. Because I can't. So he said to me, why can we say we got all that faith when we can't believe God? We can believe that he can do anything that seemed to be impossible for us to do. It looked like it was impossible for no need. If he had got the city to help him build it up, it wouldn't have took so much requirement. It wouldn't have took so much weight, but we don't want to do nothing in order for him to establish us. He give you a job and 2 weeks you complain about the job. I don't like this job. I'm going to quit. You didn't have them. You told a lie. Nobody likes me on the job. You didn't go there for nobody to like you. You went there to do a job because you asked them to give you one. Can I make it plain to somebody? My God. Yeah. Out of all that he didn't see, but yet he believed God. Why do you think the enemy grabbing our children? They come in, yes, mommy, I'm high, and don't you mess with me. Please don't do it again. I'm going to do it again. There, your relationship don't crumble down. Oh, Lord, my prayer have not been answered. Now you're going to take them down there to the council. They drunk, too. Full of dope. They just smoke dope. Teacher don't go. If they have a random check, y'all have some people out of there. Because they have to be fooled up before they come up in there with y'all cheering. Y'all can tear the room down today. I don't care. At lunchtime, go out there and get me another hit. And I'm sure going to hit it when I leave and go home. Is it all right? Them old drunken teachers. I had one, drunker. But when the situation get unbearable, are you holding on? I believe God. It tear you up, but I believe you. Everybody laughing at you. Everybody wanted you to know they all up in your stuff. You ain't got no Facebook, but they ask some people to get in your business. But I believe you're greater. I'm going through hell, catching hell, but you got my attention. I ain't get up not one morning and don't go before you. Because if I don't go before you, I'm going to space out. And the enemy going to have one. But I began to say over in Psalm 56 about the fear. 56:3-4. When am I afraid? I wrote it in my notes. I will trust in you. Sometimes we're afraid and we tell a lie. We ain't afraid. I ain't hearing nobody. I seen some people go to jail and they get armor till they get out. On the day they get out, they get nasty again. Going out, yes, praise the Lord. Wait till they get out. What you say? I'll cut you. Lord, I'm going to line up and I'm going to be real good. Time you get that fresh air outside, you don't forgot it. Can I get anybody to help me? When he bring us through situation, Lord, if you help me, I ain't going to do it no more. Next week, you right back on the bandwagon doing the same thing. But he said, I will, when I'm afraid, I will trust in you. And who God word I praise, God I trust, I will not be afraid What can mortal man do to me? Mortal man is killing God's people in this hour. The children said, for this young man killed all the people, they said they knew he had a mind problem. Why did somebody go tell somebody he had a mind problem? We were overlooking things. Overlooking it ain't going to fix things. We need to talk about these things so we can get some prayer to come in and manifest ourselves in these things. My God, my God. His word is enough for us to praise him. You don't have to know the 66th book. But praise him because his word is a praise. He is the word. If you don't know how to read, that don't keep you from praising him. Some people didn't finish school and they ain't learned nothing. But you can get a praise out of your situation and your condition. Has he brought any of us from anything? Has he shown us that he's a miracle worker? Has he made a way for you? I don't care if you can't read it up in this book. He has been a way maker for you. And what did he tell us to do? We sit down on our sorry behind and do what we want to do. As much as we want to do it, you think you're going to come in and remind you? Remember the story I told you about my coworker? She said, 25 years ago, the Lord told me to preach his gospel. And my little midget husband said, I couldn't do it. So I told the Lord, my husband, who I love more than I love you, say I can't preach the gospel, so I ain't doing it. Guess who died? She did, and he still had his little midget tail around messing up somebody else. She said to me, she said, I'll do it now, because I done got cancer all over my body. He said, no, you won't. You don't play with me. I didn't come back and tell you 25 years, so you think you were smoothing out. Don't worry about it. She had things. But she ain't took now one of them things with her. And didn't take the little midget who convinced her that she couldn't do it. Can I help somebody in here today? Who report are you going to believe? He just wants you to step out and say, I believe you're greater. Because this little midget is my hindrance. You can get him. I ain't hear nobody. You know how Ellerats is when they see something you've been bragging on and they don't see it. They'll make a common fool out of you. We had a few drinks of us, and when we saw him, they said, oh, that's him. She said, y'all may, I'm picking at my little midget husband. And you know how people lie. Said, no, I didn't do it. I said, this is what she left Jesus for? Little gray-haired midget. And we do it all the time for our feeling. And what we want ain't hearing nobody. This woman could prophesy. They ain't got nothing to do with it. So if you get mad when we talking about a gift is a gift, he should have told you that you're going to hell for disobeying me. She wasn't no hit and miss prophet. And she didn't need none of your stuff because she had the stuff. I was standing up cussing like a sailor. I would have respected if I knew who she was. She said to me, Freddie, I hear the Lord saying, you will preach this gospel. And I see you wearing robe. She got my attention. Who?
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.